guys, welcome back to Royal Cast, and this is episode 2. I hope you guys enjoy the varies of like different length of the podcast episode. But yeah, this is gonna be a solo one for episode 2. Hope you guys enjoy, so let's get started. Yeah, there's a lot of things that happened this kind of week, 2 weeks. One, I quit my job. That's one. Mainly because I did have another job offer. But also, I've been wanting to do it for a while. And that's kind of the conversation we're going to have today. So, have you ever, like, had the most mental, draining, exhausting job ever that really fucked with your, with like everything that you're being? Like, I was feeling so, this is what was happening for a couple of months now, but I kept denying it because I had to work. My mentality was I had to work, even though I, what now they call, was quiet quitting. And it was getting to me so much that my body was kind of like refusing. My body was fighting it. It was, and I was just forcing myself, and I kept getting sicker. Like, I wouldn't tell anyone, but I was so draining, so exhausting. My mind was so foggy. It wasn't there. I was just mentally drained to the max. And I didn't want to like admit that it was the job. Like, it wasn't it. It wasn't healthy for me anymore. And the last couple of weeks I did get sick and I didn't go to work, but I was mentally like, what if this sickness that I am right now, because I was sick with my body was hurting too much, everything, I took a COVID test, everything was negative, but my thing that made me think was, is it because I'm forcing my body to do something it doesn't want to do, causing me to get sicker even more than usual? And I don't get sick easily. Well, I kind of do, but not too much lately because I've been taking vitamins. But it was, I was just thinking a lot, and then I decided to take the plunge. Even though I did have the job offer, I decided to take the plunge, and I just told her, like, I had to quit. Like, it was mentally unstable. I was mentally not there, mentally not healthy for it. There's a lot of, you know, cons for that job that I had, but a lot of positive came up from the job too, so I can't blame it. But after those 2 weeks, it's been 2 weeks, like for days, like I had a whole week where I was just drained and I would just sleep throughout the day, but I had like plans to do, but I would sleep throughout the day because I was mentally very drained and exhausted from the job that I just had to catch up on whatever my body needed. So I just, you know, listened to it. I decided to just listen to my mind, listen to my body, and do what it needs. And to be honest, starting last week, I was feeling so much better. Mentally, physically, emotionally, I was growing in a way also, but I don't know, I started waking up extra early without even doing anything. I've been waking up by 5, or I've been waking up by 7, I've been waking up by 8 early, getting everything done by like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, having time for myself for a couple of hours. I even took a nap and woke up and did a couple of things to go back to sleep, and I woke up early again, which has been amazing. So my advice, listen to your body, even though you are going to struggle, because right now job offer dropped and I need a job, so I've been applying a lot. But always listen to your body no matter what. If the job is not making you mentally stable, it's not worth it, to be honest. Your mental health is way much important than a job, even though yes, it is important because you need financial stability to actually, you know, work and pay your bills. Understandable. But if your mental health is not there, how are you going to mentally do the job that you need to do? So my advice, get a job, start applying to jobs. So if you get a job, sooner or later, you will be fine to quit that job that is mentally draining and exhausting. But if it goes to the extreme like I was, just quit. Plan a month or two for jobs, application and everything. And there is assistance for help if you are going to be struggling and your bills. So look for those. There's a lot of those now. So yeah, that's basically what has been going on for literally the beginning of the year. I literally had to just quit, and I did, and I've been more proactive and more healthier now than ever before. Thing I have noticed, like, there's a lot of people, when you're not wanting to be bothered, they come out of the blue, and it's like I'm in my leave me the fuck alone era, and that era is leave me the fuck alone. Like, there's times, like, when you are wanting to, you know, you're single, you wanting to mingle and stuff. No one appears for dear fucking life. But when you want to be alone and focus on yourself and, like, set your boundaries, that's when everybody wants to come in and destroy your boundary, destroy your growth, destroy what you're doing. Because they either want to, oh, let's have fun. I'm in, like, the mental state of, if you're confused about something, don't come near me. If you are not wanting to settle down or have an honest relationship or commitment, do not come near me. Do not disturb my peace. Do not disturb what I created with my growth. So leave me the fuck alone. Like, literally. I had some people, one person on DM was like, oh, why can't you just have fun? Like, we're so young. I'm about to be 29 years old, my guy. What fun. I had the most amazing 20s. And, like, it's a revelation that I'm about to be 30 in, like, next year. But I had fun in my 20s. I did. I have the most amazing fun. But right now, my mindset is, like, I want to create my stability. I want to grow within myself, or grow with a partner, grow in an empire, something. That is my stability. It's not going out to fucking parties every Friday. It's not going out to drinks every fucking weekend. It's my thing is, I want to go travel with someone. I want to chill with someone. I want to go to the movies, do memories, take pictures, have fun memories to look back at. That is my type of vibe, but people these days are not that, and I would recommend you to leave me the fuck alone if that doesn't align with mine. And that's sending, like, setting the boundaries of what you want and what you need and what you do not deserve. Because I'd never, like, I can say back in the day, I was a people pleaser. And I would say, yeah, I was a people pleaser because I didn't want to argue. I didn't want to waste my energy and breath on certain situations. So I just became a people pleaser. Was I really that? Not really. But I learned how to set my boundaries on relationships and friendships. And that's the most healthiest thing. And also, you can actually notice who are your friends, your real friends, and who are your real family members. Because if a family member or a friend agrees and respects your boundaries, those are, you know, the real ones. If they question it or they're like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever, those are not your real friends. Because your real friends will not break or actually make fun of or joke around or whatever to your boundaries. And I had to learn that the hard way. I had friends who were like, yeah, okay, whatever, you're a people pleaser. But once I said no, and that's a final answer, no, they're like, oh, you're no fun no more. No, you're just mad that I set boundaries and I no longer accept your type of behavior in my life. And those people, I don't speak to no more. And that's the most healthiest thing that I ever done. You know, it is hard to let go, but letting go means growth within yourself. And to be honest, is letting go is you never needed that person in the first place in your life. Because toxic vibes gotta go for 2023, to be honest with you. And yeah, so I had a lot of that. I'm in my leave me the fuck alone, unless you are aligned with my boundaries. Beliefs, I don't care much because I am spiritual, but everybody has different beliefs. I don't argue with that. Your beliefs is your belief. I respect your beliefs if you respect my beliefs, but aligned with my boundaries, my emotions, my well-being, my growth, everything, we'd be fine. But some people don't understand that, so. So, recently, like I said, I had my mental was not very stable. I would be in a depressive state, and a lot of, like, my friends or family do not know this, but I have been speaking to a therapist, for a while now, and she did, well, I kind of knew this, but I didn't want to accept it in a way, but I don't like to say my emotions too much. And she says, keeping the emotions inside within your own body is making your body sick. Keeping your emotions inside will make your body sick. And I did not think it through until, like I said, when the first week of 2023. I was literally depressed. I was anxious, which I am diagnosed with mild depression and anxiety with ADHD and dissociation disorder. I medically got diagnosed. I would be at work. Like, my body would be in so much pain. Like, I had to push through my job. And I didn't know why. I took painkillers for it. It still would hurt. I would get lightheaded. Lights were hurting me. Everything was hurting me. But any physical I did I was perfectly fine. My blood was fine. Everything was fine. But until we went to therapy, and she did say, when you physically don't want to be in a situation, your body reacts to it. You are forced. When you force something, your body reacts to it. And I was actually forcing myself to do something I didn't want to. I loved the job, don't get me wrong. I loved it. Did I want to be there? I didn't really want to be there, to be honest with you. And it's like, it's not because I gotta wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get to work at 6 every single day, except for Thursdays. No. It was just, I physically didn't want to be in that environment, and I don't know why. And a lot of, like, employees, like, I've been there for a year, and within that year, 5 to 6 people literally quit on them while I was there, and it was like repeating. And I'm just like, interesting, I'm still here stuck. And I would notice, like, when we had, like, a holiday break or like a 3-day weekend or a 4-day weekend, or I request a 4-day weekend or a 5-day weekend, I would literally be so energetic, so happy, so good. Went back the second day, I was so exhausted, so drained, so overwhelmed. And it's like, interesting. So yeah, my therapist deadass told me, when you don't want to do something, your body is reacting to it. So if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Listen to your body more often, because it will tell you signs that it doesn't want to do a certain thing. So I started doing that. She told me to start journaling again. I did start journaling again. It's making my mental health a little bit better. She says to always reinforce my boundaries. I'm doing that. You know, it's a little bit hard to reinforce it because you're used to of people just going beyond your boundaries. But I'm reinforcing it as much as I can. I did lose a couple of friends, but you know, that's what happens when you grow. But yeah, I've been going to therapy twice a week. virtually also. I do want to go in person again, but virtually is perfectly fine because of my schedule of different things that I am doing. She has been amazing. For the dissociation disorder, I didn't know I had that, and I really didn't know if I had the symptoms. Literally, I would go, like, numb for, like, days. When I say numb, I wouldn't have no feelings, emotions, everything. Like, you could have put something so fucking happy in front of me, and I would just, no reaction. I would literally just look at you with a blank face. I would, like, freeze in a way, and I would also, it was, like, a lot of things going on. And I would tell her these things, and she was like, hey, have you considered of, you know, thinking that you have a dissociation disorder? And I never, you know, I have friends who have this disorder, but I wouldn't consider me having it. I never really thought about it. But ADHD, I think I did have, I noticed a lot of it, because I seen in my psychology class, I had a psychology class, like, 2-3 semesters ago, and I kind of noticed, I'm like, hey, man, this sounds like me, because I would wake up at random times, just having so much energy, trying, like, oh, let's go do this, let's go do that, but then, like, 2 seconds later, I'm, like, so tired, so exhausted, or I would literally just have the most low energy, or 3 o'clock, I want to switch everything in my room, just so many fucking bursts of energy, just randomness, hypeness, and everything, and I'm, like, So I kind of told her all that. She did say it is ADHD, which that's cool for me. But for the dissociation disorder, I really did not. That didn't go through my head, to be honest with you. So yeah. Dissociation. If you guys don't know what it is, and I just, you know, this is where many, people may feel disconnected from themselves and the world around you. That's what I've been feeling. I was, like I said, I would freeze. You would show me something that you were excited about, and I would not express anything. Like, it was just complete numb disconnect from the whole entire world. I would just be feeling like I'm walking alone in a place full of people. That's how I would feel. It would just feel lonely at times. But, you know, we're getting better to it. We are getting help. That's the important thing. And I do want to tell everyone who is struggling, choose yourself first than anything else. And I know there's a lot of people who want to please others so bad. And, you know, you can't fix things that are broken, because it'll make you broken even more. So choose yourself, always choose yourself with job, family, friends, relationships, anything. Choose yourself first, because you are the most important person in your own world. You are your main character to your story. So choose yourself. And, you know, it's been a long journey to me to get here, because I've been through a lot of shit, especially a lot of people don't know, because I do keep a lot of things in. But it took me a lot to get here. I'm in therapy twice a week, happy as shit, and will continue to do what I need to do. So in other words, I started going back to class, and I'm slightly debating on it, regretting it a little bit, but you know, to get what we need to get so we can get a bigger, stable-ass job, we're gonna do it. I took the metaverse reality course that they have on Coursera. It's been kind of cool. I'm taking a third brand management class, because I already had a couple of them already. So we're doing that, and I do want to go into another course, but I completely forgot the name of it. Oh fuck, shit. But it's something with data, computer science, and coding. I've been doing coding for a while now, so we're Carly's going to be a coder, we have multiple shits that's going on. So, yeah. Another thing is, take yourself on dates, guys. Like, if you can't take yourself on a date, then how are you gonna go on a date with another person? Like, get your shit together. Go on a date on yourself. Go to the coffee shop you always wanted to go to. That, or your fucking restaurant that you always see on TikTok and you're like, I want to go there. Go get a book. Read. Do something. Like I said, I'm spiritual. And lately, I've been seeing my angel numbers, which are 3, 3, 4, 4, 5s, and I think I saw 11, 11 the other day, and I saw 5s. And these angel numbers have been actually correct for me. Like, I've been getting a lot of, you know, those numbers, and I'm like, okay, something's coming. Always stay positive to those numbers. Always stay positive around you. Positivity. Ooh, it's really windy out in these streets. Like, right now, it's literally like 11 degrees outside and it's breezy, so you know outside is negative these balls. Like, it's fucking brick balls. Ain't nobody going outside. I was planning to go to this coffee shop right in the corner of my block, but that's a hold up. So I make coffee in my house. Yep. That's how we're doing it. I was gonna do the date, but you know, outside is freezing as hell and we're gonna stay warm. So, and the way that the wind is going on these branches, good thing I stayed inside because it is horrible. So yeah, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode 2 of the podcast. And don't forget, we upload every Wednesday at 11 p.m. And my store will be up soon. I am planning to have it rebranded and everything. Go watch my YouTube channel so you can see everything behind the scenes. And yeah, I'll catch you guys next time. We're probably going to bring someone I know just to talk about certain things. We'll catch you next time. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to share the podcast episode. Every Wednesday at 11, we'll be here. And I'll catch you guys next time. Deuces. And if you're in New York, I pray for you that you're outside because it is freezing balls break cold. So, deuces.